All right. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. There was a Marine who served in Vietnam that lives in Western Springs. His name is Bruce Harkin, and he's on the phone with us now. Bruce, happy Memorial Day. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
I am great friends with your daughter, Kate, and she told me about what you were doing in Western Springs, and I wanted to talk about it on the radio. Tell everyone what's going on. They originally canceled the Memorial Day parade, and you said, hold on a second.
Right. Well, the VFW Post normally has a Memorial Day parade, and it was canceled due to the COVID-19. And I happened to be watching television, and I saw these people going by a house, and I said, boy, we could do that. My original thought was we would celebrate these two World War II vets by going down their street in a caravan, not a parade, a caravan.
Right.
And can't do it because they live in a cul-de-sac that's too hard to turn around in.
Okay, so I like how you're thinking. I like it. Okay, so plan B is what?
We over on Lawn and Chestnut in Western Springs, there's a Grand Avenue Community Center, and in the back of it is the Veterans Park. And so we thought we would solicit their family to get them to come out and sit in the park for a while. And they're going to get there about 10 to 11. And it is a surprise, as long as we can hold on to it being a surprise.
Oh, my gosh. So it's going to be a surprise today. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, and there are two of them. They live side by side. CD is 94, and Walt will be 94 in about 5 months. They have lived next door to each other for 50 years, maybe.
Wow.
And they actually knew each other as kids. You know, they call Western Springs the queen of the suburbs, and I guess if you had a crown, you would put CD as the main jewel. He was born and raised in Western Springs, and he thinks he's the oldest living resident who's never lived anyplace else unless it was through service, you know, in Western Springs.
Right.
And you know, CD is the name everyone knows him by. I won't share his first name, but it refers back to when he was a little kid. He was the youngest of four boys.
Okay.
So he always wore hand-me-downs, and he had a newspaper out, and he was always hot and sweaty and rubbed his face and had ink all over his face. And one day one of his older brothers looked out the kitchen window and said to his mother, says, you know, he's really a seedy-looking character. And from then on, S-E-E-D-Y is his name, and when he was driving, he had license plates that said CD, and everyone knew who he was.
Oh, yeah. CD Ulrich is his name.
Yes.
He's 94 years old, and Bruce, he served in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II.
Yes, he was supposed to graduate from Lyons Township High School in June of 44. He kind of stopped going to class and got drafted in August of 44. And as he puts it, on December 16th, 1944, it was kind of like being in one of those glass snow bowl things.
Oh, sure.
It was snowing softly. He was in a nicely dug hole in the snow in the Ardennes Forest. And at 5:30 in the morning, the bombardment started. He was at the center of the Battle of the Bulge. He was 18
wow.
years old.
And tell me about Walt. What is Walt's story? So CD is 94. Walt is 93. Is that right?
93 going on 94. he's been a businessman all his life. He was in the Army Air Corps and actually helped set up the communication systems for the Nuremberg trials.
Wow.
He's got some stories to tell also.
Oh, I'm sure. So his name is Walt Bergenthal, and C.D. and Walt founded the Western Springs VFW Post. Is that right?
Right. There are about five or six of us who are left. In 1989, we founded, we are charter members of the Western Springs Memorial VFW Post 10778.
Wow. And C.D. and Walt have never missed a Western Springs Memorial Day parade.
Not that I can trace back without going to the directly to them, but I don't believe they have ever missed a parade.
Wow.
And that's why I kind of felt bad this year. They don't walk it anymore. They ride it. And CDOA says, well, I'm not going to be in it. I'm just going to sit in the curb and watch it. I've never watched the parade. So this is not a – and I keep telling people, this is not a parade. That would be, you know, against the governor's orders. But this is a caravan.
Right.
I'm calling it a hi and goodbye greeting. You drive by, say hi, and then once you pass, you go on with your daily, with your day. Don't stop, don't wait, don't do anything. We have no picnics. We have nothing planned for afterwards.
Honk your horn and drive. So where do people meet, Bruce? Where do they line up today, right before 11 o'clock?
We're lining up, going to start lining up at 10:30 on Lawn Avenue, which is one block west of Wolf Road. And we're going to line up from Maple, facing south, but we're going to line up, the tail end will be up toward Ogden.
Okay.
And if Lawn Avenue gets too full, we'll have them line up on Oak or Maple headed east. And we're asking everyone to put their blinkers on so we know who's in the parade and who's not.
Right.
And there's no prize to get there first, so if somebody needs to cut in off Oak or Maple, let them.
There's no hurry whatsoever. And Bruce, what's your story? You served in Vietnam, right?
Yes, I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I served, enlisted in, I'm from Iowa originally, but I enlisted in 1966 and was in Vietnam 69-70 and got out of Vietnam in 70, came back, got married, went back to college. I taught in Oak Park.
Oh, wow. Really?
I taught middle school, American history, basically social studies, 7th and 8th grade for 35 years.
Well, God bless you, buddy. Thank you.
Good age.
Well, thank you for your service. And your daughter, Kate, is doing God's work, too, over at Lurie's. And she sent me a text the other day, and she said, listen, my dad, Bruce, is putting together this parade, and he wants to get the word out. And I'm like, absolutely.
Caravan, not parade.
Yes, the caravan in Western Springs. It starts today at 11. And give me the street where you line up again, Bruce.
On Lawn Avenue, headed south. 10:30, and we'll kick it off at 11.
Love it. Bruce Harkin. Bruce, thank you so much, and hopefully we'll see each other again soon, okay?
Yes, and I appreciate you giving me the chance to do this. Thank you very much, and have a good Memorial Day.
You too. Thank you, Bruce. That is Bruce Harkin, who served in Vietnam, Lawn Avenue South at 10:30. They're going to be lining up. Wow. What a great tribute to these guys. CeeDee and Walt, 93 and 94 years old. Love that.